Tap. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Former President Trump's latest legal battles don't seem to faze his supporters ahead of 2024. CBS's Willie James Inman explains from Washington.
Trump's grip on the Republican Party remains strong as he and his rivals campaign ahead of the first GOP debate, which Trump might skip later this month. Few of Trump's rivals have been critical of him, but former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie came out swinging this weekend on CBS Sunday Morning.
He's a completely self-centered, self-possessed, self-consumed, angry old man, and he doesn't care about anybody else other than him.
The Justice Department has requested a gag order to keep Trump from talking about his indictment in public.
Wow. Sweden wins.
The U.S. got eliminated by Sweden today at the Women's World Cup, and American fans were really disappointed.
We didn't get the outcome we wanted, but we left everything on the field. That's all we could ask. They played so well.
In a way, disappointed. They did what they could, and in the end, you know, I wish it would have been the better outcome.
It is the first time the U.S. has failed to reach the semifinals at the World Cup. Russia launched more than 70 missiles and drones at Ukraine this weekend in one of its biggest assaults in weeks. Here's CBS's Remy Innocencio.
In Odessa, the city's most important Orthodox cathedral is starting an estimated 5 years of repairs after a Russian missile exploded through its roof in July.
Can Vladimir Putin be called a true Christian?
Of course not. I don't even have to think about it, because Christians don't kill others. They help each other.
But it's been a violent weekend here in the U.S., too.
Gun violence in the nation's capital leaves three dead and at least two others wounded. So far, no arrests have been made. In Texas, at least seven people were wounded after gunfire erupted at a nightclub. It happened in Port Arthur, about 90 miles east of Houston.
That's CBS's Robert Costa reporting.
Oh, there goes.
Witnesses caught a home collapsing today in Alaska, where a glacier burst, causing record flooding in Juneau. Outbursts like that happen when trapped water escapes through thinning ice, mostly due to climate change. Flooding could also be a problem as serious storms develop in the Northeast. Meteorologist Jackie Jarris is with the Weather Channel.
This may time out with the PM rush as storms move through progressively. There will be a chance of damaging winds, but also some tornadoes. We have torcons as high as 2s and 3s across the region.
The intense heat will also be back in the south and southwest. Dallas will get up to 106 degrees tomorrow. In Phoenix, it'll be around 111. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If this were a Reese's TV.
Max Inc. Radio is an independent production and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Opinions expressed may not reflect those of this station, our staff, or our sponsors. Enjoy.
You know, Rocker, I have to tell you, tonight has been just so action-packed. Action-packed with all sorts of local music. I couldn't imagine it getting better, and then I heard them warming up. So before we go there, remember, tonight's local music is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Ignite Glass and Gifts, west on O'Donnell Road and east on Monona, downtown Willie Street, and online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And whenever I go in there, oh my God, I did find it at Ignite Glass and Gifts. Also, Delectable Madison Culinary Dinner Theater is back. It's at DelectableMadison.com. And also, Down Drin's Distillers in Cottage Grove, featuring handcrafted spirits, live music in that giant cocktail garden. Find them at DownDrinsDistilling.com.
Well, welcome everybody to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, presented by Main Street Music and More in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. Live music 20 minutes south of Madison. Established in 2019 in the Mad City, Hollow Bill released their first album, Poets and Neckties, earlier this year, and we promised them a slot in the Devil's Lair, and now, here in the studio to perform for us live, Mike Dorrance on vocals and guitar, Keith Brown on bass, and Andrew Schoenauer on vocals, guitar, and cajon. Hollow Bill, welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having us. Really appreciate it.
Now, for our listeners who may not be familiar with Hollow Bill, tell us a little bit about your backstory.
Yeah, we all met in juvie, actually. No, I'm just kidding. No, I actually married Andrew's sister to make sure that we always had that link. And then I'll let Keith go into the backstory of how he got himself into the fold.
It's a tale as old as time, really. Had a friend in college who said, I got this friend from high school who's a great guitar player, great singer, and I played bass and was dying to start playing music again. So I would have a little bit to drink, give him a call, and leave a voicemail overnight. Never heard back until I finally had to corner him in person and say, I play bass, you play guitar, let's make it happen.
I always woke up the next morning with some rambling two-minute voicemail from Keith. Hi, my name is Keith. I don't know if you know me.
I don't deny it.
I play bass. I have a car. Yeah.
I might not have even had a car at the time.
Oh, man. Well, yes. Who is Bill and why is he hollow?
Well, Bill, the shtick we like to go with is that Bill is actually not hollow, but the places and people he resides in are. Mm. And he's looking for a hollow void, I guess, if you will. If someone's missing something, if they've got a void in their life, if he's there to help you find it, help you fill that void. So that's kind of the shtick we've built up around his persona.
Well, let's get into some live music here in the Devil's Lair with Hollow Bill. The first song you're going to play for us tonight is from your debut album, Poets and Neckties. It was released earlier this year, Indignation Jones. It's a song we play here on Max Inc. Radio. Tell us about this song before you play.
Sure, yeah. It's kind of a song about how life can suck sometimes, but when we're all in it together, we can kind of rally around each other and to hell with fair is fair, we'll be all right, even if life is kind of pinning you down. So it's based on an old poem of the same title, and it's kind of been like our rally cry for a while. So here it is. Ready to go? One, two, three, four.
You can blame me for your bad days, your misery I'll bear. It's time to make you crazy, to hell with fair is fair. You can lock me up, you can put me down. You can curse my name, you can spit me out. Shave my head, strap me to the chair. To hell with fair is fair. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm a preacher, gone heretic. Well, I'm a good time, gone wrong. Well, I'm a thinker, gone drinker. Still have to steal your lungs. You're sinning from the purest blood with no clock to punch. Spin some yarn and lose the thread inside your cluttered head. Someone else gonna tell your story long after you're dead.
Yeah.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah, Indignation Jones. That's Hollow Bill live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, presented by Main Street Music in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. Don't forget to get the Devil Radio app for iPhone and Android for superior clarity. It sounds great.
It does sound great, too.
Guys, your band starts up in 2019, and then the pandemic hits in 2020. You release your debut in 2021, Poets and Neckties. I'm learning that your music is like therapy for you. Tell us about memories, regrets from the past, the fear and hope of the future.
Yeah, you nailed it. Music is, you know, I think it, you know, it's therapy, as a type of therapy for, you know, just about anyone who consumes music in any fashion. But for me, it's really, honestly, trying to exert some level of control over themes and concepts that it can feel like are way beyond your control. And, you know, sometimes 31 years old, two kids, you know, it feels like I'm asking myself constantly, how the heck did I get here? And you look back on certain moments, and it just, sometimes it feels like fate or someone was making the decisions for you, and now you are here today. And so you kind of have to reconcile with, you know, some of those choices you kind of wish maybe you'd done differently, or and then kind of try to spin that into lessons going forward and how to kind of get better and continue to grow as a person. And again, music is kind of trying to put some of that on paper so you can kind of, when it's all swirling in your head, it can be kind of overwhelming and you don't know which thought's going to get spit out. But when you can get it on paper, it kind of gives you a little more power over some of that fear. That's
pretty profound. Tell us about the struggle between going for it and pursuing music as a career or keeping it at hobby levels.
Yeah. That's a good one, and I think we can all speak to this in some different way, but, you know, when there's the financial aspect of everything, the practical aspect of everything, the different priorities that pull at you on a daily basis, it's kind of like how much time, you know, can we truly commit to something like this? And honestly, keeping it at a hobby level is somewhat of a self-conscious protection or defense against, like, if you go for it and fail, it's kind of like what do you have left when right now, like we just said in the previous question, when it's something you're using to rely on in therapy to get through certain points in your life, it's kind of like you want to protect that. And it's kind of a selfish thing for me, and I don't know if Andy or Keith have different input on that, but for me it's kind of that struggle. Yeah, it's a day-to-day.
You know, it's really hard to watch someone shovel your love and throw it against a wall to see if it sticks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yes. And that's the nature of the business. And you know, but everyone's, you know, it's all valid. It's all, everyone's got something to say. And who is someone else to say that it's not worth their time or their, you know, their money? Yeah. And so that's the tricky line that we all walk when it comes to art, you know, consumption of art. It's very subjective, and that's a scary thing. But
it sure is. Yeah. This next song is called Cowboy Bill. Is he your mascot? And don't tell me that he's a Packer fan.
Well, I can tell you he's not a Bears or a Lions fan, as these two to my left and right are.
Oh, no, what?
It's an interesting situation that we have in this band.
Oh, my.
Sundays are tough.
My wife's a Viking fan, too, to round it out. So
oh, my goodness.
We got it all covered here.
I'm feeling lightheaded.
Yeah, well, at least in my defense, you know, everything's better than being a Lions fan. So we can all agree
on
that.
Come on now. It was the worst decision of my life, actually, to cling on to that team. But this is a new year. This year is going to be the year.
This is the one.
I said the same thing last year.
Tell us about Cowboy Bill.
He kind of grew out of a day that we spent having beers with a friend of ours, Mike's brother-in-law, actually, and just kind of storytelling. And I think Mike and I looked at each other across the table after a particularly good story, and we're like, we got to write a song about that guy.
Yeah, my dad's name is Bill, and then another guy we're referencing, his name is Bill as well, and they kind of have this this mystique about them, some of their stories, their escapades in their younger days. It's kind of like they answer to no one. They beat to their own drum, and it's, you know, and then Dan, my brother-in-law, he's like, there's really, he's kind of the last of their kind, of that kind, because that you don't see many of those types around these days. So this is an ode to someone like that who kind of walks to his own beat.
His mama be YK with the lemon fill. Each night he'd bake himself hookie bone, a cowboy bill. Eighteen shaved clean, new union car, smokestacks and six packs in the lunch yard. Each night he'd split his dime, smoking nickels and drinking dimes. Like a one September night, that old Bill, he met the foreman's wife. Some say the sun don't rise till he opens his eyes, and the bars don't close till he drank them dry. Keeps the wind in his bag, he's just passing through from another time. Last of his kind through a friend of a friend. We're all friends with Cowboy Bill. Year for beer, the island Kofu, a sea breeze and Gresham Queen, no need for shoes and 50 cent shots of Ouzo. Hey, got him feeling Ouzo, yeah. $2.50 later, it didn't matter that she didn't own a razor. Shave them hits, some say the sun don't rise till he opens his eyes, and the bars don't close till he drank them dry. Keeps the weed in his bag.
Cowboy Bill, that's Hollow Bill live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, presented by Main Street Music. Go get the Devil Radio app for iPhone and Android. It's free and easy, one-stop Max Inc. Radio from your phone. First, your first live show and audience is coming up on July 10th at the Burroak in Winnebago Street in Madison. Tell us about getting back to playing live.
Yeah, we're really excited about that opportunity. The Burroak is an awesome venue that really does a good job of pulling in the local type acts. So very excited about that. The adjustment has been I guess tough, I'd say. Having been in the studio the whole last year, we kind of got, I guess, comfortable with that process of you know, how many takes can you do, and we're the only ones listening. And so now that it's kind of, you know, the screws are tightening a little bit to make sure that we can capture the essence from the album songs, and still, you know, put on a good show. And so we're working on it. It's a work in progress, but yeah, it's around the corner.
Have you played any shows, or is this going to be the first one since the lockdowns?
This will be the first. Yeah.
So then Max Inc. Radio here, the Devil's Lair is the first.
That's right.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Do you guys have any other shows or tour plans or anything like that coming up in the future?
You hit on it, tour plans. I've been trying to...
The plans are the plans.
Yeah. Wembley is unfortunately not returning my calls. But no, we are hopeful that we'll be able to do some more shows around the state in the Midwest later this summer. It's been a little bit of a slog thus far trying to get places. You know, some are just not quite ready to pull the trigger and book shows again. So hopefully as time goes on, things will open up a little bit more, and, you know, we'll have some more shows to point to on, you know, out there for our fans to come and see us.
Well, I'm sure that mainstream music would book you guys. You're right up their alley.
Hey,
right
sounds on. Good to me.
Yeah, right, right.
Well, we'll introduce Andy Meyer. He's the owner there, and we heard from Rick Corey, the manager here tonight.
Yeah, it's a Max Inc. love connection.
That's right. That's right.
We love it.
Yeah.
You know, it's Father's Day tomorrow, so let's give the drummer some. Oh, Andy, boy. I hear your son, Charlie. He might actually know the lyrics to your songs better than you. Is this true?
100% true, unfortunately. Yeah, for some reason, I've never been much of a word guy. It's one of the last boxes I like to check when it comes to learning a song. I get by a lot of ooh-ahs and blending my words together. Charlie, I know they're listening right now, Charlie and Ted. I have a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Oh, those hey,
guys,
Charlie.
Yeah, those guys have been into the music since the beginning and just... You know, asking about different lyrics and, you know, Dad, what is this about? What does this mean? I'm like, what song are you even referencing? Go ask Uncle Mike.
It's true. We in the studio, we would sometimes isolate Andrew's harmonies, and so that's all you could hear. And you,
oh man, I didn't know I had a problem.
He was exposed.
Until we spent time in the studio.
There's no hiding from it.
It's like, oh yeah, I nailed that one. Yeah. All right, roll it back, and it's like, what did I just say?
His brain works in mysterious ways.
The hollow Bill blooper reel.
Yes.
I don't know if it's a gift or a curse, but it's like, yeah.
What are you harmonizing with? Now, Hurley is another tune from your album, Poets and Neckties, and Hurley is a place up north where you truly drink a lot. Yeah. That said, this song must be about drunken snowmobiling, no?
There is a line in it. With 8 bars on either side of the street, you'll hit one even if you're swerving. So it is an odd place. We go up to the UP to ski every year, and that's just on the other side of the border. So we visit Hurley, and it is it's obviously kind of been oddly inspirational of a place to just kind of walk up and down Main Street. Some elements just kind of stuck in time, and yeah, a lot of bars to wet your whistle.
Let's be real though. My family and I go up to ski. Mike disappears, and apparently he's walking down the streets of Hurley writing music.
The songs don't write themselves.
I don't ski.
But
yep. So here it is.
The winter came without warning. It came without a sound. But the church bell filled the silence as snow came drifting down. Seems closer than the door that's next to mine. With heaven in the backyard, I swear that I was buying. Early you may wonder, there's no someone old said, boy.
Kelly. Hollow Bill live in the Devil's Lair on MagSync Radio, presented by Main Street Music. More of the live stuff from the band right after a couple commercial messages. Guys, you're going to hang around, right?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll see you on the other side. No, right. Relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is MagSync Radio. We are local music.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Do you ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Do you enjoy shopping for handcrafted products? Do you believe in making the world a better place? You will love Ethical Trade Co. Browse for goods from around the globe, knowing by purchasing fair trade products, you are supporting the artists' economic independence. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. EthicalTradeCo.com. Goods for a better world.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glass blowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American made at Ignite.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is MagSync Radio. We are local music. This is MagSync Radio. We are deep into the Devil's Lair doing the live stuff. And don't forget, all of this local music is powered by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's, Madison, Monona, Sun Prairie. Find them online, salvatoretomatopies.com. Rocker, live music. I just love it. It's just all the goosebumps all over me.
Well, you're back. You're seeing a live show.
I love it. It's so great.
You know, you're listening to Live in the Devil's Lair on MagSync Radio, presented by Main Street Music. I'm Rocker here with Rob Roberts on Devil Radio 92.7. Go get the Devil Radio app for iPhone and Android. Listen to MagSync Radio, the Devil's Advocates, and all of the Devil Radio shows right from your phone. We're back with Madison's Hollow Bill. Okay, just a minute ago, we find out that Charlie knows the lyrics better than his dad, Andrew. And now I'm finding out that the bassist, Keith Brown, he's been begging for a microphone, but he's being denied. We got him one tonight. Your band has an interesting vocal arrangement.
Rocker, don't let them take it from me. This is the first time.
Now, let's be honest here. He has a microphone now. We've given him a microphone. We just don't plug it in.
Yeah, that's half the battle.
We run it past the mixer board, and we just kind of toss it.
I just get excited and don't know the difference.
You know, it's been happening to me for years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We can commiserate after the show. But no, in my more honest moments, I recognize that these two are fantastic singers, and that perhaps it's better if I just... play the bass, you know, and let them do their thing. So I've accepted my lot in life.
Well, you know, they've withheld this microphone from you for so long. Has there ever been anything like you've been yearning to say in front of a large audience that's just been like trying to bust out?
Come to the Winnebago or the Baroque on July 10th to hear. I get a monologue for an hour before we go on.
Not even hi to your awesome. Mom, huh?
Well, right. Hey, Mom, I can say that.
You guys are working on a follow-up to your debut called Ponytails. Can you give us a preview about this new endeavor? Is it about long hair?
So it's the only reason I'm growing out my hair right now is I was told I got to be the cover of Ponytails. So
yes, much to the dismay of everyone who knows him. And I've been begging him to cut his hair for a while now. It is about long hair, yes. But in actuality, the songs that we're kind of grouping up for this one is kind of written towards the tail end of last year and then into the first half of this year when, you know, things were kind of at a fever pitch with everything going on in the world. That doesn't, you know, we don't need to get into that. But the album, the songs are kind of, you know, back to the therapy thing, more mellow, more rhythmic, and trying to kind of just calm things down. Now, this new one we'll play for you isn't necessarily as calm as I was making it out to be, but... But that's kind of the vibe, is just kind of settling things down and kind of returning back to homeostasis a little bit.
Well, now it's time for Hollow Bill to premiere a brand new song. It's called Release You. Tell us about your new song before you play it.
Yeah, Release You was one I wrote earlier this year, and it is kind of the product of when you let your mind wander a little too far down a dark road, and to try to make the it feel a little more authentic, you kind of have to almost absorb yourself into the subject matter a little bit, and it's kind of it's like, what would happen if this were my life? So this is kind of about it's not a personal look, but it tries to capture that vibe. So this is Release You.
Thank you.
Yeah, Release You, that's brand new from Hollow Bill, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, presented by Main Street Music. Make sure to get the Devil Radio app for iPhone and Android. Listen to Max Inc. Radio like we're right there with you on your phone. Hey, let's give the drummer some, Andrew. He's jamming out there on a cajon.
Cajon, yeah.
And with brushes, and he's got like a stomp box for a bass.
Yeah.
So I mean, is that rocking or what?
And I can feel it in the floor over here.
Yeah.
They're awesome. A whole other room. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was
cool.
Something we went out to Ireland once, and I saw the guys playing out there with it, and it's a block of wood with a pickup inside, and I wrap it with a towel.
Yeah.
How cool does that sound?
Yeah. Right?
Wow.
His rig grows piece by piece every time we get back together, and it's like, how many limbs and appendages does he have to attach tambourines to? And it's he pulls it off, though, which is always amazing to watch.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there's a tambourine on his foot.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. It's
like an octopus.
Right. It's why I don't have time to learn the words.
Yeah. Excuses.
Well, I have to say happy Father's Day to singer Mike Dorrance. What is it about fatherhood that keeps you grounded, even when you're jamming a groove?
Yeah, it's funny. All the voice memos on my phone, when I'm like, ooh, I got something, and I'll try to record it, all of them end with, either, Dad, I want a Swedish fish, or something shouted from across the house. That's a great. Baby's crying. It's funny. They're all, so I quickly, you know, wrap up shop and go get them. But it is something that's pretty amazing to, you know, it's inspiring. But at the same time, you know, as soon as you catch a groove, then you catch a whiff of something needing a pants change. And it just does remind you, it doesn't let you get too high in the sense of, like, you know, this is your priority, this is where you're meant to be. And it does mix in, you know, it allows time for daydreaming and inspiration, but at the same time it keeps you grounded with you know, this is real life and this is happening now, and your little riff can wait. You've gotta help them out right now. So it's amazing. I have nothing, you know, bad to say, but it's a hell of a challenge.
Hollow Bill has merch and music. How can we find you guys online?
Hollow Bill, yes. Don't get confused with the unincorporated village in Kentucky. But I think that's the only other thing that comes up when you search for Hollow Bill.
Shout out Hollow Bill, Kentucky.
Yeah, exactly. We'll play there someday. But Bandcamp, Spotify, Apple Music. Keith did an incredible job getting us blasted out there. And we're all in all the usual places. So... please, yeah, find us and follow us to get the latest updates. And yeah, we will have the merch store up and running in the next few weeks here with t-shirts, stickers, all that fun stuff. And so it's starting to feel a little bit more real.
Now we have another song here, and it's from your latest album, Poets and Neckties. It's called Ode to Ingram. Is this about Madison's Wally Ingram, who played drums for Sheryl Crow?
Oh, yeah, I know Wally. Yeah, this is about... No, actually, I didn't know that. I did not know that. But no, it's actually, it started out as a tribute to Gram Parsons, the country singer who passed back in the 1970s and did some really awesome work with the Byrds, and some of his solo stuff is great. But caught me at a good point in my life where I discovered his music, and... and so it kind of inspired this song, but then eventually it started becoming more about honoring just a specific memory of anyone who might pop into your head when you're listening or playing the song. And it, you know, someone else is kind of floating in my head each time we play it, and it's definitely taken on a different life, and it's a really special song for us.
Fire burning beneath the desert sun. Fire burning on the tip of my tongue. We missed our chains
to catch the rain. All's left are tears and red wine stains. As the fallen angels' wings get clipped, a drop of gold, it's my fingertip. Now there's a cowboy with a hole in his chest. Prayer for the cursed is a prayer for the blessed. Well, sing me away among the trees. Sing me away back to 1973. Between your devil and your deep blue sea. And I'll sing for you with your sing. This country road got overgrown with pensions for glory, denim, and lost soul. Now I'm just looking for someone to trust before these guitar strings all start to rust. Well, sing me away among the trees. Sing me. Between your devil and your deep blue sea, and I'll sing for you if you'll sing for me. Visions dance before my eyes, a single light, my eternal sky. If there's a God and there's a devil too, we'll need them both to sing you back home. Well, sing me away among the trees. Sing me away back to 1973. Between your devil and your deep blue sea. And I'll sing for you if you'll sing.
Hollow Bill in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Gentlemen, wow, what a great set.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is really incredible. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We got a few minutes here more. And so when I ask you guys where about we can find your music and merch, think about one more song you can play. Tell everybody where you can get your music and merch again.
This is the one where I sing lead, right,
Rocker? Yes.
This is it. Okay. Give him back his mic.
Okay. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram for social media. Our merch will be on Bandcamp. We'll have links on our Facebook and Instagram as well. For our music, you can go to Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp. We're on YouTube as well. So you really, anywhere you should be able to find us. So we appreciate you listening to it anywhere you can.
All right, it's your guys' call. Do you want to hear another new one, or do you want to hear one off the album?
Well, of course we want to hear a new one.
Yeah.
Right on. This one is a new one that will be on Ponytails, and it's called Sweet Dreams. And it's, again, somewhat autobiographical, just kind of trying to find some peace between, you know, the past and the future, and in the moment you're in right now, it's just kind of close your eyes and hang in there. So this one's called Sweet Dreams.
Country road trips, chasing sunsets right off the cliffs, sleepless nights out in the gardens, the breaking dawn we would hold hostage, the future was our escape, but that came and went with yesterday. I'm somewhere in between where I've been and where I may never be. Sweet dreams, sweet dreams, sweet dreams, sweet your door with a lullaby, a heart and a sword. My yesterdays are your tomorrows. I felt your pain, you feel my sorrow, but there's sunlight above the rain. I'll help you find it time and again. Now I'm somewhere in between where I've been and where I may never be. Sweet dreams, sweet dreams, sweet dreams, sweet dreams.
Yeah. Thank you. Hollow Bill. Brand new music from Hollow Bill right here in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio on Devil Radio 92.7. I'm Rocker here with Rob Roberts.
Yeah, it's been a great night.
This has been a great night.
Thanks for having us, guys.
You know, find Hollow Bill July 10th at the Burr Oak on Winnebago Street on Madison's east side. Mike, Andrew, Keith, thank you so much for coming in to play for us live in the Devil's Lair. On Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you. Anytime. Thank you.
Stay tuned. Max Inc. Heavies coming up right next. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio on Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
What about this earth? What about me? What about this girl? Like it here in my room. What about the tides? What about the ocean? What about them waves? Can't you feel it moving? Won't you move with me? Move with me all night. Oh, won't you get on up? Get on there. Get on out of sight. Baby, won't you move with me? Girl, we'll be all night. Till the sunlight shines this light. And we'll shake them. Yeah.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, Cat and the Hurricane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.